Well, they have the Baptist, and they have the Presbyterian, and the Christian Church, mm-hmm. and they have the Holiness Church, and, mm-hmm. and I don't know, just several different kinds. Mm-hmm. I know that many, can think mm-hmm. of that many.
Well, if people became members of a church, you'd say that they
were members,
and then you'd say. In order to become members, they must
be baptized.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that they have to join, would you say?
Join the church.
Mm-hmm. And in church, people pray to
to God.
Mm-hmm. And then the preacher delivers a
message, mm-hmm. or the sermon.
Uh-huh. And if they don't have a piano or an organ, they don't have any
music. Unless they would play a guitar, sometimes they just play guitars here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do they do that?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be interesting. Now, if a person was on the way to church, for example, and they had a flat tire, and they might say, oh, golly, church will be over.
Preach, it'll be over.
Yeah, they'd be over.
Like, well, we get that.
Right. Now, what's considered to be the enemy of God, the opposite of God?
The devil.
And... Now, a lot of times, why people wanted to tell children, now if you're not good, you better be careful, cause the
devil will get you,
or something like that.
Bugger man.
Did they use that sometimes?
Yeah, but usually that's what they use. Say the bugger man will get mm-hmm. you.
Now, what is it that a lot of times people think that? Oh, they think that around the graveyard they'll see. Something that's scary and dressed in white, and they'll say, oh, I think I saw a
haint.
Yeah. Something like that, right? Now, if somebody lives in a house and they got, it's an old lonely house on a dark road, and they think they hear funny noises, they
say, hainted. Yeah. Hainted house. I hear that expression so many times. Yeah. Well, I never did believe in
anything. Yeah, never did believe it really happened.
No.
But people think things like that.
People used to really believe they was hainted.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is another kind of expression you might use if somebody said, wanted you to go someplace, and you said, well, now I'll go if you insist, but
I'd rather stay here, stay
mm-hmm.
at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you saw a friend that you hadn't seen for a long time, and you just, you know, you want to express your feeling about seeing this person that you hadn't seen for a long time, you'd say, oh, I'm just
so glad to see you.
Yeah. Now, if you were talking about like a person that owned a lot of land, you might say that they owned would you say they owned a right smart of land?
Yeah, or owned quite a bit of land, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you use right smart with
well, I just really don't know whether that's supposed to be used or not.
Oh, but now that's what I've heard people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that. Right smart or something. But really, I don't know whether that's the way it should be said.
Oh, I was wondering if people could use it with like a right smart land, or does it have to be something you can count, like a right smart of apples or.
Well, Lord, I can't answer you that one.
How that they do that. Now, if somebody came to see you and you were real glad and you wanted to wish they'd come back, you'd say, well, now come
back again.
Now, when you meet somebody on Christmas Day, you say
Christmas gift.
Yeah. And then on New Year's Day, you say
New Year's gift.
And if somebody did something for you and you appreciated it, and but instead of saying thank you, you might say, well, I'm much
obliged.
Now, you might say you had to go downtown to do some
shopping.